Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this week trend, long week trend, trending edition of Der Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah.
It's a production by Heart Radio, and it's a podcast where we take a deep dive into American chair consciousness. And I am Jack, and that over there, well, that's Miles.
Yep.
Miles Gray. What's going on, man?
I'm in the 305. I'm Mr. Miami 305 Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, out here visiting Her Majesty's, some of her family, like some of her family hails from this part of Florida.
Florida.
And it's great, man. Caught the fucking Miami boat show, in that the fucking traffic was so fucked up. I thought people were fleeing like this area for their lives. It was like apocalyptic bumper to bumper traffic at times. But yeah, other than that, been
so
great.
Did you catch it on purpose, or you were just like stuck in traffic?
This is just a time when like her family was going to be able to get together, because a lot of people had babies. So it was a time to like bring all the babies together. And it just happened to be the fucking weekend of the boat show.
Yeah.
A lot of boats around. A lot of boat people.
I once got caught in the U.S. Open of surfing by accident, like in one of those beach towns down like Orange County area. And I was delayed like 4 hours. Like going. it was a nightmare.
Yeah,
we just like gave up at a certain point and like went and parked in a parking lot and took a nap.
Oh shit, that's real bad. No, it wasn't that bad, but it was definitely like when we got in, like, what the fuck's going on in town right now? And then every sign's like boat show traffic. There's boat show thing this way. And then it rained all. I think I brought the California rain with me. Anyway, it's fine. It's great.
Florida boat shows, though, I'm assuming like a lot of just like kind of thoughtful messaging and design.
Some really cool trucks, you know, with some really, really forward thinking, progressive ideals blazoned on the front.
Yeah.
I've seen some fucking people have some really interesting placards. It's like any city in America.
Really interesting placards.
Okay, someone had a thing in their in their rear view window that looked like a handicap placard. It's like blue. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then if you look at it, it says, "I'm not handicapped, just slightly R-word." And you're like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, is this a real tag? I'm like, no, but what the fuck is this? And what is this person saying about themselves? So I don't know. Anyway, it's just, there's a lot going on, man. There's a lot going on.
Florida, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the show where we catch up with the things that have been trending over the past few days. It's a long weekend. This one feels especially long ago.
Yeah. But they were mere moments ago.
I know. It's been a some weekends is a decade, I think, is the brilliant saying. I think it was exactly. Chekhov or someone like that said, some weekends is a decade.
Some weekends.
So before we get to that stuff, we do like to check in with each other by mm-hmm. telling you stuff that we think is underrated, overrated. You want me to start off? You want me to kick us off with an underrated?
Whatever you want. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. So my first underrated, on a personal note, is my 5-year-old's ability to just fucking roast me. I've talked about this before, but I came home after a haircut yesterday, and he just pointed at my head and said, "What happened?" And I said, "I got a haircut," and he said, "Looks weird," and then went back to building his Legos. Yeah. Casually, no.
Is that why you buzzed your head?
Yeah. So I shaved my head off.
Yeah,
just went all the way down.
Scorched earth on
it. Like, you happy now?
Oh my god! What the fuck is this? It looks weird. Back to my regularly scheduled programming.
Yes, looks weird, man. I also just on a broader scale, I saw this clip. Did you see the clip of the referee doing a jump ball in an NBA or in a not NBA in a basketball game? And he just like kind of throws it to one of the teams. Like, it's like what would happen if I had like quantum leaped into a referee's body and then you like spun me around 10 times and then just like sent me out there and was like, jump ball, you go do this thing now.
Yo, that is what the is this game fixed?
It really feels like it. You would be suspicious it was fixed if it weren't so blatant, but he just kind of like throws it to one team. Everybody's like kind of standing there like confused as to what happened.
I've never seen a ref positioned like so far away from the two players on a jump ball.
Yeah. No, it's like he had never even seen a jump ball before.
Yeah.
Like it was like they pulled him in off the street. It reminded me of the Enrico Palazzo scene in Naked Gun where Leslie Nielsen like takes over as the ref of a Major League Baseball game because he's like undercover and knows that one of the players is going to
Manchurian Candidate.
The Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this, I also, it's very entertaining, first of all.
We have to put this in the footnotes because... Just I can't look it's confounding. Like, even the players are fucking confused.
They stop.
They
the
look
guy
at
who
him.
Gets
they're like,
the ball,
for real?
Even stops. And it's like,
and he's
huh?
like, yeah, play on. And he's like, oh shit. And he starts taking it up the court.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've talked before about how medieval carnivals, like, they would have these weeks where people would switch jobs. Like the chief would switch with the custodian, and the custodian would be the chief. And I think we should go back to people getting to just randomly or having to do the job of other people just so that we appreciate those jobs more.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Like seeing somebody do the job of throwing a jump ball this badly made me, I'm like, oh shit, they must be working on their jump balls like 100 jump balls a day as a rep because this makes you realize how unnatural it is to be able to like throw it up in between two people who are like about to fight
up
for it
in a way that doesn't favor one over the other.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy was just like, "Hey, I'm passing it to you. Here you go, bud."
Yeah. Yeah.
Here you go. Yeah. Take off with
like
it.
Undercover Boss, I guess, is entertaining. I've never watched it, but the premise is certainly entertaining.
You never watched Undercover Boss?
Stacked towards the bosses, but like if we got the opposite, where like if like a rich person got caught bitching about Starbucks employees on social media, they had to star in a reality TV episode, or at least like an act of reality TV where they had to do like a Starbucks rush hour.
Oh yeah.
Like,
no,
that
you
would
should
be
do,
so entertaining.
You should
I
do 40 hours.
That.
You do, you do a work week, you know, and get your licks in for sure.
Make people deliver their own Amazon package, you know? Like, see what that process is like.
Yeah. I think, I like the idea of yeah, people always need to do this. I forget what guest was saying, like, we need to make like food service work mandatory for every American to just like set a baseline of decency for how we interact with people.
Instead of mandatory military service, mandatory like McDonald's.
Which is sad, because what we're saying is mandatory get your shit together, you fucking adult. Like, it's like that's what we have to lean in on, is people to appreciate the work that others do. But Undercover Boss, though, man, when that shit first came out, though, there was this thing, like, I'm sure I brought this up on the show before, but like in the early 2000s, like post 9/11, like having a connection to someone in 9/11 was like reality show gold.
It's like,
oh, we're going to feature this person. Gold. Yeah. They're like, yeah, my partner was in 9/11 and blah. They're like, oh my God. Yeah. Or like, you know, just an Undercover Boss. I remember there's a time when I was just like binge watching it on Netflix. And like there's a while like, oh my God, another fucking 9/11 thing. And every now and then you'd get a boss who would actually kind of put together how hard it was to work at their company and then be like, yeah, you know what? We're actually making major changes here, I realize. And then others were like, these people fucking suck, so I fired them right away. Fuck them.
Yeah. I noticed that they don't do it the other way, where the, you know, shift worker gets to do the job of the CEO and see how glorious it is.
Yeah.
Like, get to fly on a private jet and just have all of the minutiae of day-to-day life taken care of for them.
Right.
I feel like that would cause riots, and so they just focus on the CEO. And I'm sure there's never like an episode where the CEO is like completely unable to do the job. I'm sure they're always like telling a good story. But like, if we could get the honest truth of like how hard that work is compared to answering emails from a private jet.
No, ones where you have these fucking office creatures cannot get busy with the blue collar work at all.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
and
sure.
It's like, yeah. And like to the point where the people who are the actual worker in this situation are like looking at them. They're like, I don't know. Honestly, this guy has no fucking chance. Like, I don't know if I can even work with them anymore. It's like, hey, buddy, I'd fire you if this were a real work day and not a camera thing. And then when it's revealed later, they're like, I'm so sorry, man. I said that to you. And the guy's like, no. I needed to hear that. I mean, like, that just shows you how much work you guys put into this stuff and how.
And you're fired.
But guess what, asshole? You've been fired.
Yeah. Anyways, what's something you think, Miles Gray, is underrated?
Oh, man. I just think the ability of, we're fucked with like some AI imagery, man. The popularity of AI images on grandma and grandpa's Facebook, it's startling right now. Like, I've seen a few accounts on Facebook that are posting AI images that like at first glance seem like real photos, but are actually AI generated. I've gotten like really into looking at Midjourney and shit, just seeing how detailed you can be with like generating some of these images. So when I saw them, like, you can kind of look and you're like, a tree doesn't really look like that, a bush, like, no one would cut their hedges like that. And you can kind of see these other details when it's not necessarily a human, that you can begin to see sort of like these abnormalities. But there are these accounts that post made up fancy houses or beach locations with interesting features or architecture, and all the commenters, most are older, are saying stuff like, wow, so beautiful, must visit this place one day. Wow, stunning home. And there's just like a momentum to not questioning the images that we see already that we have like culturally. But like, it's clear that the bar is even lower when it comes to like sort of innocuous shit like houses or landscapes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, so beautiful. And like, I'm like, where the fuck is that? And then like, you'll see on Reddit people being like, oh my God, like, look at this. This like fucking AI thing is just blowing up because someone thinks it's like this beautiful home in the Alps. And I just realized too, like, we just like to see nice shit. So the AI stuff is really good at making things like that. And like, oh, this brutalist home library is fantastic.
Right.
And you're like, look at that fucking chair, like, in the corner. That doesn't even function as a fucking chair, but whatever. It just kind of shows we're very open to a lot of these images, and it's not always easy to figure out what the fuck is real or not anymore.
It is a weird time for AI, for sure. We'll get into that a little bit later, but like, the video engines are weird. And then just on the image front, like, don't know. We'll talk about the New York Post got like so horny for this AI rendering of Jack the Ripper. They were like, oh, I want to fuck him. He's so
oh my
hot. It's
God.
Jack the Ripper and he's
rip
really
me
hot.
Up, Jack, rip me up, please.
Yeah, rip.
Look at this guy's
Mr. Ripper,
hair.
Rip up this ass. Yeah, it's wild. My overrated is taking financial advice from The Cut. I don't know if you saw. I mean, that was where I got all my financial advice up to
yeah,
this point was New York Magazine's The Cut. But we're super late on this. But it this weekend, a lot of shit happened. Like this happened late Thursday, I think. And so the personal finance columnist at The Cut wrote about how she got scammed by someone claiming to be a caller from Amazon. Amazon could have like accidentally picked up your child instead of a package that you left out, and like you wouldn't be able to get them on the phone, you know, like they don't have that.
They don't
capability.
Have phone. Yeah.
They don't. Yeah. Amazon don't have phone.
The most you can do is like scream at like a Kohl's or a Whole Foods that acts as like a drop off point for Amazon shit.
Right. Then, the Amazon transferred her over to the FTC.
Uh-oh.
Who, by the way, don't like deal with fraud or any of this shit, who offered their badge number. I want everybody at home to Google FTC badge number. Because this was apparently like what, even before this article hit, the first result for FTC badge number is FTC commissioners aren't calling you, really. Like this is just written at the top of Google. Like it's not even an article. It's just they've like pulled this as
they've
like a public service.
Yeah.
Whether the caller promises you a prize or threatens you with arrest, and even if they give a fake badge number, that's a scammer. All they needed to do was type FTC badge number into Google, and Google would have helpfully been identified this as a scammer.
We're so bad at civics that we don't even know. Like you're like the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. Unless you're like you're running some monopolistic business.
Yeah.
You're not going to intersect with the FTC ever, but then like, here's my badge number, FTC commissioner, blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay.
Miles, it got more serious from there because then they transferred her over to a CIA agent who confirmed the information that the FTC badge holder was giving them. Different voice and everything. And somehow it went from there to... They convinced her that she was running out of time before her assets were frozen for the length of the investigation because they were like, your identity has been stolen and like people are committing crimes with your identity. We are like the NYPD is on their way to arrest you. We're going to freeze your assets. You need to withdraw $50,000 from your bank and give it, put it in a shoebox and give it to the CIA, to my CIA colleague, and she did all that shit.
She and put then, 50 racks in a shoebox and gave it to someone?
And gave it to someone. They were like, a white Escalade is going to pull up. You're going to put it in the window. You're going to say thank you, turn around, and walk back into your building. And she did that shit. And
God.
It's one of those things where you hear the description of the article, and you're like, oh, that's... so dumb like that.
Yeah.
But then you're expecting like it's written in a first person narrative. You're going to read the details and get like some explanation or get like kind of pulled into the stream of events in a way that makes sense. But you read it and like there are just these details that are like even worse. Like that this person just has all this like privilege and also like a Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies level of desperation for like this to be true.
Boris
you know?
And Boris. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Holy
just like
shit.
Wanting to be in a spy movie. I think there's just, you know, a part of her that wants all these spy movie tropes to be true. And I don't know. It's
scary, man.
Wild. It's truly wild.
And truly, that person should not have fucking said anything out loud about this. Take that fucking L in silence, especially if you're coming off as somebody who's like, hey, listen to me for financial advice. I just pissed away $50K in a shoebox because someone told me they were with the FTC, won't let me be, and they passed me to the CIA. What? CIA? Again, why does the Central Intelligence Agency?
CIA.
Yes, hello, CIA. Badge number 44328-2. Can I help you? Yes, the white Escalade will be. Yes, and it is going to be blasting a fucking Young Thug out of it, just so you know. But that is official CIA scammer music.
There's a there's a part where like the person is like I forget. I think it's like they're talking about her getting arrested. She's like, I'm thinking about Googling whether this is even possible. And then he's like, and this call is being recorded. And instead of like Googling or like calling 911 or whatever, or just like hanging up, she is like, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll record the call back. So I'm recording it. It's like, what the fuck is that going to do?
That's like when racist Karens get caught in the wild and they're being videotaped and they're like, well, now I'm getting my phone out. It's like, for what? Oh, no. Yeah, y'all, this is, I mean, shout out to the scammers because they did it Inception style. How many levels of the dream? They went Amazon layer, FTC layer, CIA layer, and now you are... 50K
very clean
out.
Psychological profile, I feel like, that they had built out of this person. But she's also, like, she thinks, it's really a fascinating read. People should go read it. We'll link off to it in the footnotes. But she is like, I'm not the type of person who falls for this. I vote. I floss.
I vote and floss?
Yeah. Which is...
Oh, lady. Is this a man? This is a woman? Do you know her name?
Yeah. I mean, and the fact that she's a freelance writer who had 80K in the bank to, you know, put in a shoebox.
Well, she's good with her money, at least. She's like, you can be like me and be liquid 50K that you can just be like, here.
Some people are saying that like her family is like related to the Roosevelts. I wasn't able to like find confirmation on that, but it would check out, you know, that this is like generational wealth.
I also just like the idea that they're like, people are using your image to, or your identity to scam people. And we know that people are using your image to scam people, but we are going to hold you responsible for that scamming, even though we know unequivocally you are not the person doing, like, what the fuck? The logic does. Oh, boy.
I mean, when it gets to cash in a shoebox and a white Escalade pulling up outside, I feel like there should be some alarm.
I watch too many scammer YouTube channels to know to fall for this shit.
Don't watch any, and I still feel like I would.
There's a whole subgenre of YouTube videos where people are just fucking with scammers back with voice changers and stuff, and it's great Schadenfreude. Some people are like terribly xenophobic, and it shows with the way they talk about the people they're like speaking with.
Yeah,
but yeah, people love to work this kind of thing. Hi, I'm calling with this company you have an account with. I need to get you to our security team so then they can get some information from you.
Right.
And boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm no longer taking financial advice from The Cut exclusively. I'm going to also start taking financial advice from BuzzFeed.
And Jim Cramer from Mad Money. Obviously.
Well, obviously. I mean,
never turn your back on the Cramer.
What's your overrated?
Mine overrated is just the Senate is turning into D1 football bullshit. It's like fucking hilarious. So like I was just reading a story about how the only shot the Democrats have at flipping Senator Tommy Tuberville's Senate seat in Alabama is to have Nick Saban run against him. Mm-hmm. And they're like, against a generic Democrat, Tuberville's winning. Against, you know, Doug Jones, Tuberville's winning. Against all these other people they think like who are serious politicians, like Tuberville's winning. He's like, the one person who actually has an edge on Tuberville is Nick Saban from that University of Alabama. And I get it. Like, he's the god MC down there. But, like, it's just, it blows my mind of the logic that, like, the consultant class and party operatives are using to just be like, man, This is like fucking popularity Pokemon we got to play, where it's like, right, well, if the only character to beat this character is Nick Saban, it's like, right, what about policy? What, like, where does he stand on issues? Has he even said he's interested? Because he hasn't. But yeah, it is. It's wild to see just sort of like serious people being like, that's what we got to do. Not maybe have a platform that would be so appealing to voters that you could put anyone who just seems like an upstanding person. And I get states are different from place to place, but like, it's all a way to just not really change much of what a party is offering or whatever, and be like, dude, you know how we can get away with doing the same shit? We get Nick Saban to run against Tommy Tuberville. And that's just disheartening, that way of thinking. But I don't know. I guess this is where we're headed.
Roll Tide. Hopefully, Roll Tide. You know,
yeah. Hopefully, New York from Flavor of Love will be running for office too.
Someone we can actually trust.
Tiffany Pollard, you know? Come on, Madam Senator.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
We're back.
And so a handful of AI stories. One that was like kind of good news in the world of AI. So an Air Canada customer service chatbot was just like made up a policy that the company wasn't aware of and told somebody like that they could get their money back on something. Right. And a judge has ruled that, yeah, that's on you guys. You have to honor the refund policy invented by your chatbot. So that,
do we know what the policy was, or just it was some kind of just refund thing where it's like, yeah, you get your money back.
To give a partial refund to a grieving passenger who was misled by an airline chatbot inaccurately explaining the airline's bereavement travel policy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But I like how Air Canada is like, dude, this is not even like a person that like we even know.
Right.
You can't, like, they say, quote, the chatbot is a separate legal entity that is responsible for its own actions.
How? I don't know if they were trying to get the company online that programmed the chatbot to like pay for it, but or if they were like, I don't know, that's on him. You got to talk to him, the chatbot.
Yeah, that's a whole other legal entity, and that's their own actions. Yeah. You know, that fucking thing, this AI shit that we implemented went fucking rogue. Yeah. Holy shit. I love that.
And then in kind of weirder AI news, the New York Post got super horny for this AI Jack the Ripper image that was, I don't know, it's just a real sign of where we are at this moment with AI, where people are just like, so the New York Post covered it as, Jack the Ripper's face is finally revealed thanks to the magic of AI. So the image shows like a highly stylized Christian Bale. Like, it's just Christian Bale.
Yeah. Christian Bale and like a little bit of like Josh Hartnett.
Yes. But like Bale with like maybe a few prosthetics, but like this.
Yeah.
And then the other one, the profile for some reason looks like Adam Driver a little bit. But yeah, they just like used Midjourney to make a hot guy. And they claimed that it was based on like the digital or the genetic like DNA of a suspect's relatives.
So they
took Kosminski, the butcher's sister, uncle, and brother-in-law, and like fed it into a system. This is junk science that the police have been trying to use, of like DNA used to generate a facial profile, an image of like what the killer may look like, and it's like this generic image. But this time they definitely had their scales tipped towards hot, like on the hotness quotient. Because,
dude, this guy's fucking cheekbones are off the charts.
Yeah.
He's got a chiseled fucking... Also, question, Your Honor. You fed images of his relatives, including his brother-in-law?
don't worry about
Who the fuck is that? What the fuck does that have to do with anybody? It's just some motherfucker that married into your family.
Yeah.
Maybe they needed that because that was the hot guy from the pictures. What's the sister look like? Ah, man, and not that great. The uncle, oh boy, who's that guy? That's the brother-in-law. All right, add that to the prompt.
But the way they wrote about it was wild. They were like, move over, Ted Bundy. There's a new old serial hottie in town. Like, that's not a joke. Like, that's actually how they wrote about it.
Yeah, that's not hyperbolic. That is verbatim what is written in this thing.
The dangerously dreamy drawings of the dashing gentleman with a darkly alluring wild-eyed energy. It's like,
What are we doing?
I get it. Like, sometimes you just are horny. But
we're so horny to get murdered by hot people. Like, that's what's right. Weird. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't need to extend anything or like, oh, well, I mean, they were cute. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when you first see like young, hot Stalin, you're like, oh, okay, young, hot Stalin. I see you out there. They're like, wait, man. And like, you can't fucking, a lot of people fucking
disappear me, daddy.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're like, oh, yeah, like nearly decapitate me, honey. If you're coming with wild hair like that, ooh, wee. Put it in the air.
And then the other big AI thing from the weekend was those videos from OpenAI's like I forget the name that they gave the program.
I think it's Sora.
Yeah, they seem like a bad dream, kind of like all the videos, the ones of the animals. Like, I don't really understand how they're doing it. So it's like kind of an impressive magic trick, but it's also the eyes of the people are so like, did you look at any of these videos?
Yeah, I did, because I saw a few comparisons where people were talking about how they were also very similar to like a stock video
stock
website
video
that it's pulling from. So like, it, people are like, yeah, it's kind of impressive, but it's clearly like also just like mashing together shit from this like stock video thing. But I mean, it's a lot better than, remember like the early ones when it was like Will Smith eating spaghetti?
Right.
And
I, like, I did not catch like, that one, but
oh, dude, that shit was. And it's funny too because Will Smith kind of he trolled them over the weekend, and he actually just recorded a video of him eating spaghetti all fucking wild, yeah. And just to be like, damn, look how far the AI came. It's like, nah, motherfucker, Will Smith is just leaning into that shit.
Yeah, like there's no one weirdest part of these videos. Like they're just like there's one video where a couple is like just lounging on the beach.
Oh,
and
the
there's
shark
a great white shark like in the shallows, like kind of splashing, but it like almost looks like a kid is just like playing in the waves. Like that's how the shark's energy is just there with his like mouth open.
Yeah.
Just like kind of playing in the waves and like right in front of his parents. But then like the wife or the woman looks back at the camera and she just has her mouth like wide open and her eyes like, I don't know. There's just this like weird horror movie nightmarish energy, like a dementor has sucked the soul out of her face.
Yeah, like but it's also the physics of like the, or not physics, but like the body mechanics of it too. That woman's head nearly twists fully around on that, yeah. Like 180 degrees, like there's no yeah. shoulder movement. It's just like the head fucking rotates back towards the camera like
yeah
it's not too impressed by that. Mid-Journey looks a lot better though, I gotta say. Those images are
yeah
pretty fucking wild, like when people know how to properly prompt it.
It does now get like the NYPD dance video that I think we're going to be talking about on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah,
like that when I saw that I was like, are we sure this is AI generated?
AI,
like yeah, this feels this... like everything seems kind of like a bad dream about that video,
right?
You know, so
yeah, did Tucker Carlson actually interview Putin? Is that right. AI? No, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Stranger than fiction.
It's getting weird. Like I feel like that's the thing that's unnerving, is that the capabilities of the AI are going up and also getting weird as our reality is also like entering the uncanny valley somehow.
Yeah,
a little bit more and
truly
more.
Yeah, and it's like just our values are so all over the place too. Like we're obsessed with hot murderers,
right?
You know, there's just all these weird sort of, I don't know, the way our brains are shifting is really feeding into it too in a weird way. And also like people just like our world seems so fucked up. It's like, of course these images of like beautiful locations are going to be so appealing to us because it's like, yeah, man, that looks like a great place to be rather than where I'm at. So yeah it's frightening.
Anything but where I'm at. Yeah.
Anything but
here. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
Jordan 1's got a little less cool this weekend, I feel like, is how I'm greeting this. Even though I'm
got
still...
a new iconic basketball shoe. Can you even play basketball with these?
I don't know. I like of all the things, like they look like shit. They're, you know, made by Trump. They're not even that comfortable. You know?
Yeah, because you got your pair, right?
I got my pair, man. No.
Yeah. You put that mixtape you put off. When you said you were doing Zion Williamson type shit, I didn't realize you meant that your foot was just going to blow out of the terribly made sneaker. I thought you were going to dunk or some shit.
God, could you imagine trying, like, if an NBA player wore these on the court? That would actually be a great
bit. Fuck their whole career, I think. I think just karmically, you just don't put those things on the court.
But yeah, so. It does feel like a year since last Friday when Trump first announced that he'd be attending Sneaker Con in Philadelphia, putting the con in, putting all the emphasis on con for this year's Sneaker Con. There was, of course, a major backlash forcing Sneaker Con to turn off their comments on social media and release a bullshit statement being like, we just really like want to do whatever makes people aware of sneakers. And so that's why we accepted this grift.
Oh, it's to bring awareness to the issue.
We're just driving awareness for sneakers. Like, don't you understand? Like, people out there don't even like know about sneakers.
Yeah. The billions of dollars are moving around, but nobody knows. And we just need someone to act as a conduit to really spread the news. These shoes are fucking offensive. They're a joke on the viewer, the purchaser, whoever. And that, dude, that whole fucking presentation was so fucking weird. Have you seen the full presentation where that person came up on stage? Well, here's a clip of him pulling up to the lectern with his Jank Force ones in hand.
Hello, everybody. So thank you very much. And we have a few young ladies that are up here crying. Look at you with the Trump 2024. Thank you, darling. I love you, too. Wow. A lot of emotion. There's a lot of emotion in this room. Thank you. Thank you. So nice. So the really nice thing is we have lines, and I want to thank Chase, and I want to thank Alan.
People are fucking
but we have lines going
this.
All around the block. They're going all around this block. They've never seen anything like this one. I just want to tell you, you know, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I have some incredible people that work with me on things. They came up with this, and this is something I've been talking about for 12 years, 13 years. I think it's going to be a
sneaker
big success. Your influencers have been very positive. They've been real influencers. And
are people giving
them
the finger down front?
Yeah.
That's the real deal.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for 12 or 13 years. Shut up, motherfucker. You don't remember 12 or 13 minutes ago.
The Air Jordan 1s were actually influenced by me. I told him, you know, a high top with this
13
sort of
years ago, I remember there was a re-release of the Air Jordan Concord 11. And I said, we need to get in on that. So then I decided to just put lead gold paint on my existing shoes and put stars and stripes on it. Dude, so at the end of this, this person comes up to the lectern and this woman comes up wearing like a Trump hoodie, pretending that this is like some enthusiastic fan. And then Trump's just letting them like rant at the lectern. Like, we need to reelect Donald Trump. He's a very good man. And people are like, holy shit, wow, this person's a fan. I'm like, are you for real? You think the Secret Service just lets random herbs pull
right
up to the lectern as a fucking former no, that's a fucking plant. So the whole thing was fucking all over the place. And the shit, I mean, I think a few resellers bought them because people were saying pairs were on eBay going for like triple, quadruple the price, maybe even more now.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that money goes.
Audience for it, you know.
Oh yeah, but what's funny is that reseller money that doesn't go to Trump unless Trump is really thinking 4D and he's like,
oh yeah, that's gonna fuck his mind all the way.
Buy him up, yeah, and then resell him yourself so you can have like a 10x markup on the shoe. That's where the dough's at, Trump. But yeah, the resale market is not doing great recently.
It's just so wild that he still so desperately wants to be cool. You know, like I thought he kind of knew what the game was at this point. Like he's only talking to like carefully curated audiences of his supporters and,
right,
you know, he does, you know, he stays locked away with like yes men. So for him to like try and drop a sneaker, like, and like go out at a sneaker con thing and think that the reception was going to be anything except this is so wild. I mean, reminds me, you know, he always wants the one thing he can't have, like the approval of the New York Times led to him granting Maggie Haberman like all this access that was ultimately probably bad
just
for him.
Backfired.
But he just like wants to be like, you know?
Yeah. I wonder how much of his like barren, you know, like maybe, nah, what am I saying? This motherfucker doesn't give a shit about his kids. Like part of him is like, Barron, I know you like those Travis Scott Scottson's J Walkers. I got, check out daddy's lead pair of shoes. I mean, all this obviously too is the timing, right? Like he gets fucking hit with with interest around a $400 million penalty from the civil fraud case. Dude, the next day.
Yeah.
The next fucking day. Yo, I owe like $400 million. It's not a fucking game, yo. But here I got these sneakers, which makes me think, like, when did he think this up? Was this something that was in the works?
12 or 13 years ago, like,
oh, you're right. My bad. Yep. 12
or 13 years ago. That is worse.
Yeah, exactly.
The timing couldn't have been, yeah, like, even if, I'm sure it had to have been planned, like, not the day before.
Maybe, yeah,
like,
you can't throw
pump
shoes
the brakes on announcing it. Like, but he was like, we got to get it for Sneaker Con. They love me there. It's going to be big news.
Dude, he owes that. I mean, we'll probably talk about this on tomorrow's episode, but like, this man owes a lot of money. And there's really, from what it looks like, he has very limited avenues to appeal or even like get the sum taken down because people are like, this isn't based on testimony. Like, it's based on records. You know what I mean? Like, that's even harder to appeal. It's like, this isn't because somebody said so. We're looking at the fucking papers you filled out and just being like, yeah, so this comes out to about, 450, 400. Yeah. Take that.
And a lot of this has the kind of unmistakable scent of, like, a scam. Like, there's, says on the website, like, Trump sneakers are not designed, manufactured, distributed, or sold by Donald J. Trump, the Trump Organization, or any of their respective affiliates or principals. Just weird because he's, like, literally...
Is that right?
Sneaker because con.
This man is...
Was that
on the lectern
impersonator?
These shits off.
Yeah. But then, so the website where you buy the shoes is run by a company called CIC Ventures LLC, which Trump reported owning in his 2023 financial disclosures. And then CIC is getting a fee from 45 Footwear LLC, a shoe company supposedly based out of a rundown house in a grimy shopping mall in Sheridan, Wyoming. Which is a town that is like famous for catering to sketchy shell companies. Like the town has like registered agents that act as gatekeepers and provide U.S. addresses that like basically don't exist for shell companies. So
what is it illegal for? Like, why do this shit? You know what I mean? Like the NFTs, I don't think it was ever like this got nothing to do with me, even though I'm hawking it and I'm directing, I benefit directly from it. Is there a legal reason to have to do all this fucking shell game shit?
I mean, the sophistication of his like legal understanding of like financial laws and just all laws seems to be pretty limited, especially at this point after he's alienated and like sued every lawyer who works for him. So I feel like maybe he's just like putting that in, like tossing that out there as a disclaimer, hoping that it protects him, even though no reason to suspect that it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's trying. He's doing his best, man. He's doing his best to get back on his feet because he's gonna be broke, folks. I can't wait. I can't wait to see this new phase, to see like what the financial pressure actually does to him, because he does have to put this money up in 30 days.
Yeah. And like, he's also running for president. And
yeah,
I mean, he must have enough money, like in from all the just grifting humans.
The New York Times reporter whose reporting was the basis for this civil fraud trial, he said when looking at the things, he suspected Trump only had about $50 million.
Wow.
And then everything's tied up in these other businesses. And then a lot of the businesses just bleed money and are like debt pits. So, I mean, I don't know if it's one of these things that's going to get solved because a mysterious buyer from Saudi Arabia purchased one of these businesses for like 10 times what the cost was. And it's magically delicious now. But I don't know.
I'm sure like the way he's worked things in the past has been like doing illegal shit and then just like delaying the consequences in court. So I'm sure he'll do some manner of that, right?
But I think the one thing for sure is that money has to be handed over in 30 days. So like, there's no way around that. Even if you're appealing that, and then it'll be held, but you have to come up with that. And how you do that is anyone's guess, but there's a few, you know, independent bodies now who are in the Trump organization to make sure that they are complying. So, hey, more complexity to come.
Mm. Finally, the box office report. Hollywood, shockingly, undervalued how much people love Bob Marley for some reason. What is it about Bob Marley that made them not totally, appreciate how popular he was?
Is it all the posters fucking everywhere?
Yeah.
And merch that people just wear passively? What could it be? What is it about this Marley fellow?
So One Love, the Bob Marley movie, was projected to make around $30 million to $35 between Wednesday and Monday. It ended up making $52 million just in the US, taking the number one spot of the box office over, Madam Web, which, like that one really, so that's a comic book movie.
That's a real story, folks.
Has a certain baseline. Or has had a certain baseline up to this point. That movie Morbius, which was similarly a Spider-Man universe movie that didn't have Spider-Man in it. I barely noticed it, like even that it came out, didn't realize it had anything to do with Spider-Man. That one made $39 million in its 3-day debut. Madam Web made $17.6 million. So this is like a new low for how bad a comic book movie can possibly do. But yeah, so they were like betting on Madam Web, and they were like, oh yeah, I guess there's this Bob Marley thing that we can throw out. It has the word love in the title. Let's put it out on Valentine's Day is literally what they did.
Yeah, people say it's not that movie is also not like, if you're looking for a real unadulterated look into Bob Marley's life, this isn't the movie. But again, this feels like the movie for people who have a Bob Marley One Love t-shirt.
Right.
And it's exactly. Like, I just want to hear about the trippy artist poet guy.
Yeah.
No dark stuff at all. Just keep it. We love it. We love it.
The critics were not feeling it.
Nah. But hey, you know,
Bob Marley is definitely one of those people who's like, so iconic, it feels weird to have somebody play him. Like the guy, like, I don't know, the actor playing him didn't seem like he was giving me that much like Marley, or it was like doing the magic trick that you need a movie to do to be like, no, that is Bob Marley, I guess, you know?
Yeah, Kingsley Benadier is the actor, and it feels like a dude wearing a Bob Marley costume. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like looking at it, you're like, oh shit, that's Bob Marley. Because also, like, I don't know why his dreads look so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that's the part I think that's the part that really my fucking brain cannot like wrap my head around. Like,
at least get the dreads right.
It looked like a helmet. It looks like a fucking, like a DEA agent is pretending to be a Rasta to buy weed.
Yo, it's, the wig is not our best wig work.
And like, come on, I know these dreads can look, because they damn sure don't look like Bob Marley's dreadlocks.
No, iconic, wonderful dreadlocks.
Like Marley. Not his young guy, sort of, you know, when Zach De La Rocha was rocking that kind of style of dreads back in the day, not like the shorter ones, and then even the like latter day ones. It really looks like a helmet that had dreadlock things like sewed into them.
Yeah. Trust me, from experience, when I wear that, it's not good either. So,
yeah,
you know, my dreadlock hat.
You're definitely not getting the reactions you thought you were getting. When you're like wearing that knit cap.
This is just because I like Bob Marley, guys. Yeah. This is fine.
It's a tribute.
Fine. Yeah.
Every time you go, I told you, don't go in that fucking barbershop and say Wagwan. I'm telling you, bro, it's not going to fucking work out for you the way you think it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Wagwan, bro. Oh, no. Get him out of here. Get him out. Dude, did you see the fucking... I saw a couple clips on Twitter. Now, I don't know if they're BS or whatever. That's all I'll fucking... You know, I'll give you that caveat before, but like, it looked like there were literally just full on empty theaters of Madame Web. Like, people would be like, I'm at the showing, it's me and my homeboy, and there's nobody else in here.
I mean, that shit happens. I've been in plenty of movie, I guess maybe not on
Solo?
Opening weekend. Yeah. When I saw that Netflix movie, Leave the World Behind. Like when it was out and they were just like had completely given up on it. It was my wife, me, and nobody else in the entire theater. So yeah, I mean, but Madame Web was like had a whole press tour. Like Leave the World Behind, they were just like, yeah, we'll see if anybody watches on Netflix. Madame Web was like I wasn't even close to their in all the multiverses, in my where I exist, I did not see Madame Web. Like in 0% of them did I see Madame Web. But I knew that shit existed. Like in probably most of them, you couldn't miss it. But
yeah,
somehow nobody wanted to see that shit.
Oh, pretty man. Wild. It's I mean, they spent not that much. They said the budget was around $100 million. For a superhero movie, that is pretty tame.
Yeah.
But I think one
way
thing,
too much.
Yeah. Sony, leave the Spider-Man shit alone unless it's that real Spider-Man or the fucking animated shit. Because that's the only thing that people are fucking with.
Yeah.
But they're really trying to. There's already like shady fucking stories in the Hollywood Reporter. Inside Sony's Madame Web collapse. Forget about a new franchise. The flop is wiping out an entire plan for a new movie series as the studio becomes the latest superhero studio in need of a pivot. Yeah. Just again, leave it alone. You could have used these same actresses and done it maybe in an original film that had nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Look,
but you can't.
We don't know
Spider-Man
that Bob
shit.
Marley had superpowers, but we don't know that he didn't.
Oh,
so
no.
All we're saying is.
I can see a white guy who's like, I mean, his hair is kind of like spider webs.
Yeah, that's pretty
maybe
cool.
That's like, yeah, and like maybe his powers, like, you know, like one love. Like he can make everyone sort of just like love, like, you know, succumb to the power of love or something. I don't know. Just let's think about it.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that were trending over the weekend. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Yeah. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.